Unnatural Death, A Lord Peter Wimsey Mystery by Dorothy L. Sayers.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. The Medical Problem. But how I caught it, found it, or came by it, what stuff it is made of, whereof it is born, I am to learn. The Merchant of Venice. Chapter 1. Overheard. The death was certainly sudden, unexpected, and to me mysterious. Letter from Dr. Patterson to the registrar in the case of Reg versus Pritchard. But if he thought the woman was being murdered... My dear Charles, said the young man with the monocle, it doesn't do for people, especially doctors, to go about thinking things. They may get into frightful trouble. In Pritchard's case, I consider Dr. Patterson did all he reasonably could by refusing a certificate for Mrs. Taylor, and sending that uncommonly disquieting letter to the registrar. He couldn't help the man's being a fool. If there had only been an inquest on Mrs. Taylor, Pritchard would probably have been frightened off and left his wife alone. After all, Patterson hadn't a spark of real evidence, and suppose he'd been quite wrong. What a dust-up there'd have been! All the same, urged the nondescript young man, dubiously extracting a bubbling hot helix pomatia from it.